The commission voted 20-1 to approve language proposed by Governor Jack Markell to settle a stalemate over what would happen to the plan if state resources to implement it dried up. The change removes the State Board of Education from any decision about whether to suspend redistricting over funding, leaving that call to the commission. The vote came after a few lingering questions and concerns were raised regarding the sustainability of multi-year funding and the timing of any decision to put the brakes on the plan. WEAC Chair Tony Allen says the commission showed its resolve to move redistricting forward.
One step in a long journey, and one that I'm really proud that the commission is completely committed to.
Red Clay School District Superintendent Mervyn Doherty agrees.
I think it was a great opportunity for the commission to really come together. I think it's very important that everybody's on the same page.
The plan, with the change in language, now heads back to the State Board of Education for a vote at its Thursday meeting. If the board okays it, the redistricting plan then heads to the General Assembly for its approval. And while Allen realizes the commission will need to make the case for redistricting to lawmakers if it gets that far, he hopes Monday's meeting is the last time his committee has a conversation about redistricting for a while.
We have lots more work to do, and so while we will continue to advocate to the General Assembly that redistricting move on and that it do so in the right way, we still have other committees that are equally as important.
Allen says that work includes addressing the impact poverty has on education, resources for English language learners, parent engagement, and district charter collaboration. It's work, he says, we are committed to addressing between now and 2021. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.